Chapter 2. Learning VoiceOver Basics. This chapter provides information about the basics of using VoiceOver, including how to get help while you're learning. You'll learn how to turn VoiceOver on and off and pause it, how to hear information about items on the screen and interact with them, and how to use cursor tracking. Turn VoiceOver on and off. You can turn VoiceOver on and off at any time. You don't have to restart your Mac or log in again. Press Command F5. If VoiceOver is on, pressing Command F5 turns it off. Press Command Option F5 and then select the option in the Accessibility Options panel. To view all OS X accessibility options, click Preferences in the panel. If you select Show Accessibility Status in Menu Bar and Accessibility Preferences, you can use the status menu in the menu bar to check whether VoiceOver is on or off. The first time you start VoiceOver, you can choose to take the Quick Start Tutorial, an interactive tour of VoiceOver basics. When VoiceOver is on, you can start the tutorial at any time by pressing VO Command F8. Automatically use VoiceOver in the login window. You can select an option in System Preferences to automatically use VoiceOver in the OS X login window. 1. Choose Apple Menu greater than System Preferences, and then click Users and Groups. If Users and Groups preferences are locked, click the lock icon in the lower left corner of the window, and then type an administrator password to unlock them. 2. In the account list, move the VoiceOver cursor to login options and press VO spacebar. 3. In the login options, press VO right arrow to navigate to the Use VoiceOver in the login window checkbox, and then press VO spacebar to select it. You can turn on VoiceOver in the login window yourself by pressing Command F5. Pause and resume speech. When VoiceOver is speaking, you can temporarily pause the speech, and then resume where the speaking left off. To pause speech, press the Control key. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, tap with two fingers. To resume speech, repeat the key or gesture. If you move the VoiceOver cursor after you pause the speech, VoiceOver begins speaking the item that's now in the VoiceOver cursor. Use the Welcome dialog when you first turn on VoiceOver. A welcome dialog is displayed. To continue using VoiceOver, press Enter or click OK. To continue using VoiceOver and prevent the welcome dialog from appearing each time you turn on VoiceOver, press the fifth or select the Do Not Show This Message Again checkbox. To start the VoiceOver Quick Start tutorial, press the spacebar or click Learn VoiceOver. To turn off VoiceOver, press Command U, press Escape, or click Cancel. If you chose to not display the welcome dialog again, but you change your mind and want it to be displayed, open VoiceOver Utility, click the General category, and select the Display Welcome Dialog When VoiceOver Starts checkbox. Use the VoiceOver Help menu. When VoiceOver is on, you can open the VoiceOver Help menu to learn more about using VoiceOver and to access commands for the item in the VoiceOver cursor. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open the VoiceOver Help menu by pressing VOH. The VoiceOver menu appears on the screen. To increase or decrease the menu's font size, press the right brace or left brace key. 2. Navigate the menu and submenus using the arrow keys. If you know the name of a menu item, type some letters of its name to narrow the menu to only items that contain those letters. To list all the items again, press the delete key. You hear the number of items a submenu contains when you enter the submenu. If a menu item has a keyboard command, you hear it announced with the name of the item. Next time, you can use the keyboard command without having to open the VoiceOver help menu. For example, to directly access the commands menu, you can press VOHH. To copy a menu item, select it and press Command C. VoiceOver confirms the item was copied. You can then paste the item where needed. 3. To select a menu item, press the spacebar or the return key. To close the VoiceOver help menu without making a selection, press the escape key. Find commands using the commands menu if you know the name of a VoiceOver command you want to use but can't recall the keys to press. You can use the commands menu to find the command and apply it to the item currently in the VoiceOver cursor. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open the commands menu by pressing VOHH. 2. Type some letters of the command name to narrow the commands menu to adjust those commands that contain the letters you typed. Use the arrow keys to navigate the commands menu until you hear the command you want. To list all commands again, press Delete. 3. When you hear the command you want to use, press the return key or the spacebar to apply the command to the item in the VoiceOver cursor. Lock and unlock the VO keys. VoiceOver commands are entered by pressing the Control and Option keys, the VO keys with function keys, arrow keys, and other keys. For example, to open the VoiceOver help menu, press VOH. For convenience, you can lock the VO keys so you don't have to press them while entering commands. All you need to press are the remaining keys for the command. For example, when the VO keys are locked, you can press H alone to open the VoiceOver help menu. To lock the keys, press VO, semicolon. To unlock the keys, press the command again. If you're not familiar with the location of special keys on your keyboard, use keyboard help. Make VoiceOver ignore the next key press. Some apps use the control and option keys, the VO keys, together with another key to perform an action. If you're using VoiceOver and want to use the app's command, you can type a command that tells VoiceOver to ignore the next key combination. Press VO tab. VoiceOver will ignore the next key combination you press. You can change many keyboard shortcuts for apps in the keyboard shortcuts pane of keyboard preferences. Learn keys, shortcuts, and gestures with keyboard help using keyboard help. You can press any key to hear its name, or type any keyboard shortcut to hear the VoiceOver command it represents. You can also use keyboard help with the commanders, refreshable braille displays, and VoiceOver gestures. Note: while you're using keyboard help, you can't use your keyboard, braille display, or trackpad for other tasks. Start keyboard help with VoiceOver on. Press VOK. Hear the name of a keyboard or braille key, press the key. For example, press the D key to hear D. Hear the VoiceOver command for a key, press Control Option and the key. For example, press Control Option D to hear Control Option D. Go to dock, moves VoiceOver cursor to the dock. Hear the name and VoiceOver command for a gesture, use the gesture. For example, double tap to hear, double tap perform action for item performs the default action on the item in the VoiceOver cursor. Hear alternative functions for a key or gesture. Some keys and gestures perform alternative functions when you press modifier keys such as Shift, Control, Option, or Command. For keys, Try pressing Control Option with the modifier key and then press a key to hear what other functions the key may have. Quit keyboard help, press the escape key, located in the upper left corner of the keyboard. If you have trouble using a standard QWERTY keyboard, you can switch the keyboard to Dvorak layout, which optimizes key layout for typing comfort and ease of use. If you have difficulty pressing more than one key at a time, you can turn on sticky keys to help you use a combination of modifier keys as a sequence. Learn VoiceOver sound effects. In addition to the set of sounds used in OS X, VoiceOver uses a variety of unique sound effects to denote events, such as a window opening and locations, such as when you reach a border. You can listen to a description of the sounds to help you learn their meanings. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open the VoiceOver Help menu by pressing VOH. 2. Navigate down the menu to Sounds Help and then press the right arrow key. 3. Use the down arrow and up arrow keys to navigate the list and hear each sound effect and its description. To repeat a sound effect and description, press the space bar. 4. When you're done, press the escape key to close the VoiceOver menu. Hear hints and information about an item. VoiceOver provides several ways to learn more about the item in the VoiceOver cursor. To hear a description of the item, press VOF3. The description includes the current state of the item, such as whether a checkbox is selected, or the percent value of a slider. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, tap the trackpad 3 times. If there is no item in the VoiceOver cursor, VoiceOver plays a sound effect to denote a blank area. To hear the item's help tag, sometimes called a tooltip, press VO-Shift-H. If an item doesn't have a help tag, VoiceOver tells you. You can hear help tags automatically without pressing a command. In VoiceOver Utility, display the hints pane of the verbosity category and select Speak Help Tag from the When an item has a help tag pop-up menu. To hear instructions about using the item, press VO-Shift-N. You can hear instructions automatically without pressing a command. In VoiceOver Utility, display the Hints pane of the Verbosity category and select the Speak Instructions for using the item in the VoiceOver cursor checkbox. Descriptions, help tags, and instructions are displayed in the caption panel and braille panel, if the panels are open. A web page can contain keyboard shortcuts, called access keys, to web items such as links or buttons. VoiceOver detects access keys and can describe them if you chose to have help tags spoken. For example, when VoiceOver detects an access key on a link, it might say, access key available, S, where S is the access key. You can then press Ctrl S to open the link. Hear an item's location on the screen. If you have stereo headphones or dual speakers, you can use positional audio to hear audio cues or sound effects about an item's location on the screen. This option is on by default. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Sound in the category table, and then select the Enable Positional Audio checkbox. If you have chosen to play stereo audio as mono audio in Accessibility Preferences, you can't hear positional audio using VoiceOver. To hear the position of the current item on the screen and whether anything overlaps it, press VO Command F 3 degrees Fahrenheit 3. Interact with content areas. Windows, documents, and web pages have different areas that contain text, files, or other content. When the voiceover cursor reaches one of these areas, it identifies the content area. For example, voiceover may identify scroll areas, HTML content, lists, outlines, tables, groups, or text areas. You can navigate past a content area or you can stop and interact with it to read its contents. For example, in a Finder window you can navigate past the sidebar to get to the View browser, or you can interact with the sidebar to open folders and files. You can also interact with any element that has a title or embedded text, such as a pop-up button or a smart address in Mail, so VoiceOver can read the element by word or by character. Start interacting, press VO shift down arrow. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, flick right with two fingers. Stop interacting, press VO shift up arrow. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, flick left with two fingers. You can interact and stop interacting with an area as many times as necessary. When there's nothing more to interact with, you'll hear a sound effect. The voiceover cursor stays within the boundaries of the area you're interacting with, so you can navigate only within the area. Hear changes in progress or status. You can hear when the progress bar or status text in the voiceover cursor changes. For example, while installing software, you might hear installation 45% completed, or you might hear a ticking sound. Use a voiceover command for status text only. 1. To open the rotor to verbosity settings, press VOV. These settings include typing echo, punctuation, and text attributes, among others. 2. Press the left arrow or right arrow key until you hear when status changes. You also hear the current setting. 3. Press the up arrow or down arrow key until you hear the setting you want. Play a tone, speak, or do nothing. 4. To close the rotor, press Escape. Use VoiceOver Utility. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Verbosity in the category table, and then click Announcements. 3. Select options for status text and progress indicator changes. For a description of the options, click the Help button in the lower right corner. If you're using portable preferences on a guest computer, when you change status settings, the settings are saved to the portable preferences drive and not to the guest computer. Select and deselect items. You can select and deselect a single item or multiple items. Select a single item when cursor tracking is off, press VO command F4. Select multiple items. 1. Interact with a list or table, and then press VO command spacebar. You can now select multiple items. 2. For each item you want to select, navigate to the item and press VO command spacebar. The item is selected. 3. When you're done selecting items, copy or cut the items, press the Escape key, or stop interacting with the list or table. You can no longer select multiple items. Deselect a single item, press VO command spacebar. If you're using voiceover gestures, double tap. Deselect multiple items, navigate to one of the items and press VO command F4. VoiceOver deselects all items except the one in the VoiceOver cursor. To deselect that item, press VO command spacebar. To hear the current selection at any time, press VO F6. Here, when modifier keys are pressed, you can set VoiceOver to speak the names of modifier keys, Shift, Control, Option, Command, and Fn when you press them. Turning on this option may help you become accustomed to the location of modifier keys on your keyboard, and prevent you from making mistakes. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Verbosity in the category table, and then click Announcements. 3. Select the Announce when a modifier key is pressed checkbox. Drag and drop items. You can drag and drop items from one location to another. Both the original and destination locations must be on the screen when you start dragging the items. Use commands. 1. Move the VoiceOver cursor to an item and press VO, comma, to mark it for drag and drop. To use a modifier with the command, press and hold VO, comma, until the drag and drop menu appears, then choose Command, Option, or Control from the list. 2. Move the VoiceOver cursor to the location where you want to drop the marked item, and then use one of the following commands to drop the marked items on the cursor location. VO period in front of the cursor location. VO less than after the cursor location. VO greater than if you selected a modifier at the start of the operation. VoiceOver uses the modifier to perform any special behaviors when it drops the item. For example, if you drop a marked file in Finder using the option modifier, VoiceOver duplicates the file. Use the mouse. You can use the mouse to drag and drop files with mouse dragging turned on or off. 1. Move the VoiceOver cursor to the item you want to move. If mouse dragging is off, press VO Command F5 to move the VoiceOver cursor to the target location. 2. Verify that the mouse is on the item by pressing VO F5. 3. Lock the mouse button by pressing VO Command Shift Spacebar. 4. Move the VoiceOver cursor to the target location. If mouse dragging is off, press VO Command F5 to move the mouse to the target location. 5. Verify that the mouse is on the target location by pressing VO F5. 6. Unlock the mouse button by pressing VO Command Shift Spacebar. A marked item remains available to drop again until it's no longer available, or you mark a new item for drag and drop. You can drag items to the same hotspot. Start by using the Commanders category in VoiceOver utility to assign drop marked item hotspot commands to keys or gestures. Mark an item to drag and then use one of the assigned commands. VoiceOver asks you to press the number key for the hotspot you want to use for the drop, and then drops the marked item after, before, or on the hotspot. After the drop, the VoiceOver cursor returns to its original location. Repeat for each item you want to drop on the hotspot. Turn off cursor tracking. The VoiceOver cursor and keyboard focus are set to follow or track each other. You can turn off VoiceOver cursor tracking to work with the keyboard, mouse pointer, and insertion point independently. For example, with cursor tracking off, you can leave the keyboard focused in a document you're working on and move the VoiceOver cursor elsewhere, without losing your place in your document. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Navigation, and then deselect these checkboxes. Keyboard focus follows VoiceOver cursor. VoiceOver cursor follows keyboard focus. Insertion point follows VoiceOver cursor. VoiceOver cursor follows insertion point. 3. From the mouse pointer pop-up menu, Choose, ignores voiceover cursor. When you're working with cursor tracking off, you can use quick commands to move one cursor to where the other is located. To temporarily turn cursor tracking on or off while you're working, press VO-Shift-F3. This command doesn't change the settings in VoiceOver Utility. It just switches them on or off until you press the command again. Work with cursor tracking turned off. When you're working with cursor tracking off, you can use quick commands to move one cursor to where the other is located. To move the voiceover cursor to the keyboard focus, press VO-Shift-F4. To move the keyboard focus to the voiceover cursor, press VO-Command-F4. To move the voiceover cursor to where the mouse pointer is focused, press VO-Shift-F5. To move the mouse pointer to where the voiceover cursor is focused, press VO-Command-F5. Turn on cursor tracking for the mouse. You can turn on cursor tracking for the mouse so that the focus of the mouse pointer and the voiceover cursor match. 1. When voiceover is on, open voiceover utility by pressing VO-F8. 2. Click navigation in the category table, and then choose an option from the mouse pointer pop-up menu. To make the mouse pointer move with the voiceover cursor, choose Follows Voiceover Cursor. To make the voiceover cursor follow the mouse pointer, choose Moves Voiceover Cursor. Customize VoiceOver with VoiceOver Utility. VoiceOver Utility is the app you use to customize VoiceOver settings to best suit your needs. It contains an easy-to-navigate list of categories for setting preferences and options. When you select a category on the left side of the VoiceOver Utility window, the options available to you appear on the right side. Some categories are organized into panes, which are listed across the top of the right side. You can navigate among the categories and panes using a mouse, the arrow keys, the view menu, keyboard shortcuts, or gestures. You can use commands in the menu bar to export and import preferences, set up portable preferences, and reset all or some preferences to their default settings. You can use the search field in the toolbar to quickly locate and go directly to a specific option. Open VoiceOver Utility. Do one of the following. Choose Apple Menu greater than System Preferences, click Accessibility, click VoiceOver, and then click Open VoiceOver Utility. Turn on VoiceOver by pressing Command F5, and then hold down the Control and Option keys, the VO keys, and press F8. Each category or pane contains a Help button in the lower right corner. Click the button to open VoiceOver Online Help and read a description of each option in that category or pane. Search VoiceOver Utility. You can search VoiceOver Utility to quickly find and go to specific options, instead of navigating the various categories and panes. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver Utility by pressing VO-F8. 2. Interact with the toolbar and then, in the search field, type the option you're looking for. For example, start typing caption or braille. As you type, possible matches in VoiceOver Utility are listed below the search field. 3. To navigate the list of search results, press VO down arrow or VO up arrow. For each search result, VoiceOver Utility displays the pane where the option is located and spotlights the option. 4. To select a result, press the return key.